Do you like to learn about random wild stuff? You know, the things you didn't think you needed to know about, then realize you should? Then welcome to Nothing Off Limits, the podcast that gives you one place to go for something different. Impress your next party guest with your unusual body of knowledge. And if you dig the show, get more information at LadyFoxEntertainment.com and subscribe, rate, or review. Thanks. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Nothing Off Limits. Now, you know that I've covered narcissism a couple of times in the past on this show, but today's episode is particularly special because you're going to be presented with the other side, the perspective from the narcissist himself. His pseudonym is H.G. Tudor. He is a self-described narcissistic psychopath. He writes extensively about his situation and mindset to enable people to understand finally how he and his kind think, behave, and operate. Through this, he dispels myths about them, unlocks many of their secrets, and enables readers or listeners to understand, counter, and finally escape the clutches of their personal narcissists. HG conveys this unique perspective through Knowing the Narcissist at narcsite.com. It's a blog which has attracted 5.6 million hits in under 2 years and through similar platforms including Facebook and YouTube, which is where I found him. He has an extensive catalog of books as well, which address varying aspects of the narcissistic dynamic and enables those who have experienced the bewildering entanglement of a narcissist to comprehend what has happened and achieve freedom. I've bought several of his books, and they've helped me personally escape and heal. And HG, by the way, attributes his self-awareness to his ongoing treatment. This forms a lot of the information he shares. He's going to be sharing a lot of that today. His desire, he says, is to weaponize empaths on a global scale. I dig that. Welcome, HG.
Hello.
So great to have you.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, I'm really curious. I found you on YouTube originally, and then I got all of your books and such. Why did you start sharing this information? You just mentioned kind of briefly in your bio about ongoing treatment. Tell us more.
Okay. I enjoy writing, and as a consequence of the treatment that I engaged in, it was suggested that I would find it useful to describe my experiences, my side of the fence, my growing awareness as an exercise to assist me in understanding the way that I behaved. And as I started to do this and learned more in terms of the information that was already out there about my kind, I realized that a lot of the information doesn't go far enough because it doesn't know everything about us. A lot of it is also from a particular perspective, which is invariably that of the victim, which of course is entirely valid and relevant and also enables people to receive validation when they read about the experience of a victim similar to their own. However, it does not convey to you the way that we think. It also contained instances whereby there were certain errors about the way that we act and think. And therefore, I wanted to convey the reality of what it's like being our kind, not only from my perspective, but also the perspective of similar narcissists. I grade them as lesser, mid-range, and greater, and we could talk about that in due course, because there are a number of narcissists in my family that I also know socially and through work. And so I spent a long time observing and studying them.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to do was convey this information through a medium that I enjoyed, and that was writing.
That's awesome. Now, may I ask, what made you seek treatment, or were you forced into it?
I was forced into treatment as a consequence of the demands of my family that arose from certain behaviors that I had engaged in. And essentially, we came to an agreement whereby they wanted to cause me to have this treatment and explained that if I did not, I would not receive my inheritance, which is substantial.
Oh, that's huge.
Also, and also that I would be subjected to a criminal and regulatory investigation arising out of allegations of my behavior.
Okay.
There's no substance in that, but the time that would be involved in dealing with all of that was something that I would rather avoid. And therefore, as a consequence of wanting to achieve those aims of avoiding those investigations and securing my inheritance, I agreed that I would have this treatment. And also, I then found it rather interesting because I've learned more about myself.
Absolutely. I love, though, that you said that it was just about avoiding criminal charges and getting your inheritance. It wasn't about repairing your relationship with your family, right?
Absolutely. The whole purpose of it is to serve my needs. they're liars and have told lies about me.
To hear the complete episode, search on Nothing Off Limits on your mobile phone podcasts app, subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher, or go to LadyFoxEntertainment.com/listen.